Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and it's a good one. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. Bob Getty with you today. Larry Fedora needs no introduction to Southern Miss football fans. He's going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Will East a little later in the program. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, where you can cater all your holiday events, and we guarantee you, you will be satisfied. All right, first, before we get to Coach Fedora, it does appear multiple sources telling us that the former Southern Miss coach Blake Anderson is likely the next offensive coordinator here at Southern Miss under the new head coaching regime. Our sources also giving us these names. Cooper Bassett may very well be the new offensive line coach, and we're beginning to think that the wide receiver, running back, and tight end coaches from Marshall may be arriving here with Coach Huff. Cooper Bassett coached as well with Blake Anderson. So that's the latest we have on coaching talk here at Southern Miss. But a guy that knows all about coaching, moving from schools, coaches moving, the new world of college football is former Southern Miss head football coach Larry Fedora, who also coached at North Carolina from 2012 to 2018 and was the head coach and GM of the New Orleans Breakers in the USFL in 2022. Also offensive coordinator at some great schools like Oklahoma State, Baylor, and Florida. So who better to talk to on this Friday afternoon about college coaching than Larry Fedora? And Coach, you're always welcome on the show, and we're always very grateful for you when you give us your time.
Well, Bob, I'm happy to be here, man. I'm enjoying it and looking forward to talking with you.
We are too, Coach. All right, there's so much to ask you. I want to ask you this first. When you came to Southern Miss, of course, you had been the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. Is there a learning curve in Division I when a coach goes from an OC or DC position to a head coach? And if so, what is that learning curve?
Well, there is a learning curve. There's no doubt about it. Anytime you step up professionally, there's a learning curve. And some guys, the curve is longer than it is for others. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the individual involved and, you know, how much preparation have you put into as being the coordinator, how much preparation have you done preparing yourself to be a head coach? You know, some guys, their dream is just to be a coordinator, and then they fall into a head coaching job, and so the curve is a lot longer for them, you know. So, but the guys that prepare themselves, the curve is usually shorter, and it's always, you know, dependent on what kind of people you put around you. That's what makes it either easier or harder. So, yes, there definitely is a curve.
So is this an advantage for Charles Huff to take over the Southern Miss program after 4 years as the head coach at Marshall?
I'm sure, you know, Charles has been through the, you know, his learning curve. I mean, while he was at Marshall. So he's going to be a better head coach at Southern Miss than he was at Marshall, you know, and he'll, you know, there's going to be different problems that come up day to day, but he'll have a much better idea how to handle them.
Coach, let me play this sound bite. This came from the press conference yesterday. It's about a minute and 20 seconds, and then I'd like to get your thoughts about relationships that exist between athletic directors and head football coaches. Here's Coach Huff yesterday on what led him to Southern Miss and what led him to leave Marshall.
There was a process put in place by the administration, and they went through that process thoroughly. At the end of it, they felt going in another direction was the right decision. That decision was probably made before we won the championship, if that makes sense. It was a mutual decision. It wasn't a knockdown drag out. Before we got to the winning of the championship, there were some opportunities at other places that presented themselves. And out of respect for my family and where we were in a contract situation, some of those had to be vetted. Some of those had to be researched. A lot of appreciation for, Jeremy and his staff for waiting until after the championship before we got heavy into it. But again, it was a decision that was made. I think it was probably made before, we were champions. And then the actual parting was a mutual, hey, we understand, your situation, you understand ours. It's not, it's not traditional. It doesn't always have great answers, but it was where we were left in the moment, if that makes sense. And it wasn't you're looking at, championship to worst team in the conference. It was, hey, you're looking at a situation where holistically you feel you're in a better situation, people, resources, opportunity, community buy-in, everything involved.
All right, Coach Fedora, this coach had gone to four bowl games in 4 years and had just won the conference championship. Now, I'm not asking you to comment on the situation between him and Marshall, but it does bring this relationship between ADs and head coaches to the surface. And Coach Fedora, how important is it for a coach to have a good working relationship with an AD in order to be successful?
I think it's extremely important, especially nowadays. ADs have a lot of pressure on them with all the new nuances that go along with their job. And so who knows? I was fortunate in both head coaching jobs that I had great ADs, and both of them hired me. Richard Giannini, when I got there at Southern, was just an unbelievable mentor for me and also someone that I could work with. So I think the way Huff's probably looking at this is that Jeremy is hiring him, and they're going to have a great working relationship. And I mean, they're both in it together. They both want Southern Miss to get back on top, and they'll both do everything to make it happen.
How big a job do you think, just observing what's happened to Southern Miss, is in front of Coach Huff?
You know what? I think it's really exciting for Coach Huff. I mean, it really is. I mean, because nowadays you can turn a program in 1 year. It used to be that you had to build it. You had to develop players. It might be a 2-3 year process, to get it done. Nowadays, I mean, it's pretty simple. You raise enough NIL money out there, and you go out and you buy the best players you can, and you build a team. And so it can be done very quickly, if everybody buys in, the alumni, the city, everybody. I mean, because success at Southern Miss is going to be good for everybody. I mean, it's going to be for everybody involved. And so everybody's got to get in behind it. They've all got to get involved in the NIL. They have to, if they want to be successful.
As a head coach that had great success on a very high level without NIL and, quote, buying players, is that hard for you to say that now the secret is to get a bunch of NIL money and go buy the best players you can?
Well, it is in a way. I mean, because I've never really experienced it, so that is hard. But it is where we are. It's where college football is now. And, the guys that can't embrace that, they're not going to be successful. They're not going to have success. And so, I mean, basically that's what it is, and you better get with it, and you better go out, and you better find the best players you can in the portal each and every year and develop them as well as you can. It's more about managing a roster now and getting the best players you can put together on a team and then coaching them up and winning.
And it's about recruiting your own team year to year, isn't it, Coach Fedora?
Yeah, I don't know how much of it's recruiting anymore, actually. I think it's more negotiating.
Is that right?
I don't even think you need to use the term recruiting anymore. I mean, it's just it's bottom line is all it is.
Yeah, I heard another expression this week that now college players are on one-year contracts, free agency contracts with no restrictions on free agency. Is that a fair thing to say?
That is a fair thing to say, and somehow they're going to have to get that under control, because I don't think that it's sustainable the way they're doing it right now. It's just, you know, with being able to be free agents year in and year out, you know, with no real standardized contracts out there, you have no way of knowing what's really going on. So I don't think the current model, the way it is right now, is sustainable. I do believe they'll be able to put something together in the future that should be.
Coach, as we head to the break, I want to point out two things about your tenure at Southern Miss. The four most prolific offensive years in school history, which is great. This one jumped off the map to me, Coach. Your players graduated at a higher rate than at any time in school history when you were the head coach here at Southern Miss. And I'm going to guess that was just as important to you as the offensive stats.
It was. It was very much so. I mean, we emphasized it. We, you know, our players were there to get a degree. We made sure of that. We were going to make sure that we gave them every opportunity to be successful in the classroom and on the field. You know, we had a great support staff. You know, all of our assistant coaches were involved in that because they, you know, when they had a position, whether it be the O-line or the running backs or the DBs, or they were the head coach of their position, and they were responsible for making sure their guys did what they needed to do in the classroom, you know, off the field, on campus, and at home.
We're talking to head coach Larry Fedora, coached at North Carolina, Southern Miss, the New Orleans Breakers, and he's a great guest on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll continue after the break with Coach Fedora.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we're talking to football coach Larry Fedora. Everybody knows him in these parts of the country, and we're really glad to have him on the show today. Campus Book Mart is sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and they're a great addition to any Christmas list. If there's a Golden Eagle on your list, of course, Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We're so grateful. Thousands of people downloading it every month, and we're very grateful for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and she will do it for you. All right, continuing our conversation with Larry Fedora. Coach, latest I looked, I see that 20-plus Southern Miss players have entered the portal. 25 Marshall players have entered the portal. And a headline came out of West Virginia, and it says, quote, whole Marshall team could transfer. And right now, you know, they're playing Army in a bowl game, which is a pretty big challenge based on how the Army team is playing. And they're going to be really short. What, again, as a coach that's had so much success, when you see things like that, what do you think, Coach?
Well, it's I don't know. You know, I'm kind of torn there. It's definitely you know, I don't know that it's a great look for college football. You know, but it is what it is. It's the way they have the rules set up now. You know, and that's why I believe a coach can turn a program so quickly now. Because, I mean, I will tell you, if you can walk in the room and you know who the best players on your team are, and you can say, hey, I'm leaving, and I want you, and you to go with me, and they're like, okay, let's go. Yeah, I mean, you can see what that's done for coaches. I mean, you know, Coach Cignetti at Indiana and what he did in 1 year.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, so it's possible to turn it in a year. And I can tell you, when I left Southern Miss, the most difficult thing in the world was standing in front of that team and telling them you were leaving. Because, you know, first of all, they're there for 4 years. They're there for 3 years. They're there for the entire time, you know, back then. Nowadays, they're not. It's a little bit different. But then you were developing those young men and growing them into men. And so to look them in the eyes and to say you were leaving was difficult. Would have made it a whole lot more fun for me to be able to say, okay, I want you to go with me, you
right.
know. So I think that is a definite advantage for a coach nowadays.
I mentioned something to you that I read this morning, and you verified it for me. You had multiple opportunities when you were at North Carolina to leave, and you told me for a lot more money, but you just couldn't bring yourself to do that to your players, Coach. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't get into the profession to make a lot of money. That's not why I got in the profession. I got in the profession to develop young men. Coaches had a big impact on my life growing up, and I wanted to do the same thing for other young men. And so, you know, my whole goal was always just to go in and have a positive impact on a young man's life. And so it's difficult, you know, when you get in front of guys that you recruited and you believe in and they believe in you to leave them. I mean, it's hard, you know. And so, yeah, there were a lot of opportunities at North Carolina to leave. And I believed in what we were doing. I believed in the administration, you know, and I believed that they were going to make a commitment. And, you know, it just in the long run, it didn't work out the way we wanted it to.
You know, the last Southern Miss team you coached beat the sixth-ranked team, undefeated team in the country in the postseason. Many argue today that that's maybe the best football team Southern Miss has put on the field, certainly one of the very best. How difficult was that day for you, Coach Fedora, when you set those boys down and told them that you were leaving?
It was extremely difficult. And, you know, a little bit in that soundbite that you played with Coach Huff, I mean – you know, I mean, there were schools that were courting me at the time that did not want me. I mean, they wanted to interview me and talk to me before we even played in that game. And I refused those interviews and told them I wasn't going to talk to them until I was done coaching in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped me because of it, you know. But, you know what? Those players deserved everything that I could give them. I mean, and I was going to give them everything I had to win that championship. And they did the same thing. So, you know, but it was very, very difficult when we got back to look them in the eye and tell them that I was leaving. Very much so.
But I tell you what, that day in Houston, that was a proud day, wasn't it, Coach?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. You know, and the greatest thing about it is I mean, we had such great leadership on that team. I mean, and I didn't have to do a whole lot of motivating for that one. Those guys were, you know, they felt like, you know, they were going into that game and everybody had counted them out and that the University of Houston was undefeated. And they, you know, that's all anybody talked about is how good they were. And they were a great team. There's no doubt about it. But our guys were super motivated to prove that they were just as good, if not better. And we pretty much dominated throughout that game.
No question. You know, there was some talk about Coach Huff, and is Coach Huff going to make the announcement before he goes to the championship game? I never did think he did. And I made this comment. You tell me if I'm off base, that from a coaching standpoint, taking your guys to a conference championship game, far more important than a bowl game.
Oh, yes. There's no doubt about that. I mean, to be the champs of your conference, I mean that's crucial, you know. And I'm sure Coach Huff didn't want to bring, you know, he didn't want to talk about anything but that championship game,
right?
You know, he wanted his guys focused and he be focused and his staff being focused. I mean, so I'm sure he did it the right way. And obviously in that game, I mean, you saw that they had great success. So he obviously did it the right way.
All right, so Huff comes to Southern Miss, and the other school that you were head coach and had so much success in, North Carolina, has hired maybe the greatest NFL coach of all time in Bill Belichick. Your thoughts about that, Coach Fedor?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the people at UNC are going to be extremely excited. I mean, you're bringing in a coach that's got 8 Super Bowl rings, 6 as a head coach. You know, and the way college football is going at the highest level now is to a professional model. I mean, you have to, you know, everybody's hiring a GM so that he can handle the NIL and revenue sharing and, you know, roster management. I mean, all those things. You know, so actually, I think the model that's going through college football right now, the head coach can, you know, may be able to get back to coaching more. And I think that's why Coach Belichick is coming to UNC. I think he will have he'll run it like a professional football team, and he'll be coaching football. He won't be spending a whole lot of time, you know, recruiting and going and raising money and doing all those things, because I'm sure he's laid it out for the administration, and they've decided they're going to make that commitment to football for, you know, so it should be exciting.
Coach, a headline came out yesterday. A Florida linebacker went to his head coach, told him he needed $45,000 a month, a guaranteed starting position, and a guarantee that he wouldn't be taken off the field on third down. They declined, and he entered the transfer portal. Coach, where is college football headed in the next years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we don't get some structure around it, I mean, I don't where it's heading. It's already there, Bob. I mean, it's not in a good place. It really isn't. I mean, it's you know, when you have things like that happening, and I mean, I don't know that kid, and I'm not knocking that kid. That kid's taking care. I mean, he's taking advantage of the opportunities
right.
that are presented before him. So If you're in any other kind of business out there and you have a chance to make more money, you're going to probably go do that. And so that's what that kid's doing.
Right. You can't blame the kids. They didn't create this.
You can't blame him. I mean, he's taking advantage of the system. And but I just don't think the system is sustainable. I don't think it's a great look for college football. And I hope the powers to be will you know, they'll find some way to make this thing work.
Right. All right. Last question, Coach. Those of us that know of you and have followed you know you've had success at every level and every position that you've been. When is Larry Fedora going to re-enter the world of college football?
You know, Larry Fedora is enjoying the life that he's having. I mean, I'm getting to travel with my wife and spend time with her that I've, you know, hadn't done in the last 38 years or whatever it is of coaching and getting to see my children and they live all over the country and we're getting to do things that we've never been able to do. And I discovered, you know, Bob, that there's a whole world outside of football, you know, which is pretty dang cool. You know, there's a lot of fun things to do out there. And so, you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening in college football that I don't really believe in. So there's no reason for me to get back involved in that. You know, I do enjoy I've been to Hattiesburg multiple times since we left. I mean, coming back for member guests, golf tournaments, you know, I buy all my automobiles there at Auto Locators. Just getting to, I'm going to Vegas with a group of Hattiesburg people here in the new year. And so I've got so many good friends and enjoy my time when I'm there. Just being able to get up in the morning and do whatever you want is a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is. Coach, always a great, great pleasure having you on the show. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for your time, sir.
You bet, Bob. Merry Christmas to you, and hey, Southern Miss to the top.
There we go. Larry Fedora, one of the great college football coaches in America, who has had enough and is joining the other side. We'll be right back.
Southern
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. This segment sponsored by our good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the rock. All the big football games on TV all weekend long. Great memorabilia, fun place, good food, 4th Street Bar and Grill. I want to thank football coach Larry Fedora for joining us in the first half hour of the show. And before we bring our next guest on, we'll repeat what we reported a little earlier in the program to kick things off. Multiple sources now saying that Blake Anderson, a former coach here but head coach at Arkansas State and Utah State, expected to be named the offensive coordinator. And then a number of, well, a good source of ours that we trust very much telling us that Cooper Bassett expected to be named offensive line coach, and that coaches wide receiver, running back, and tight end coach from Marshall. Those three coaches expected to join Coach Huff on his staff, as probably a number of Marshall football players, with 25 of them at last count now in the portal. Will East is the program director for Super Talk Mississippi, and he has joined us all year long to keep us updated on high school football. Hey, before we get to that, Will, I know you're a football fan. In our conversation with Larry Fedora, I think you might find this as humorous as I did. He said he had been coaching football for almost 40 years, had never been to a football tailgate until he quit coaching, and now he knows how much fun it is to eat, drink, and not really care who wins the football game.
Yeah, joins the rest. I don't know about the not caring part. I always care about who's winning or losing.
Right.
But going to the tailgate, I mean, if you've been in that world, if you've been around these coaches, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, it is all the time. They don't get to really enjoy it. It's like you and me. You know, we don't sit down and we're driving around, get to sit down and enjoy what we're doing. We're
right
in the muck of it the whole time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a fascinating conversation. He's a great guy. He's been on the show several times, but it was fascinating to hear him say that. And he said he's now discovered there is a world outside of football, and he really likes it. So I don't think Larry Fedora is too interested in taking on any job. All right, the big news down here, Will, and I want to thank you for keeping us up to date all year, but, you know, Hattiesburg High School goes undefeated all year, and then they get shellacked by Grenada in the in the championship game, state championship game. Did that surprise you in any way?
It did. It really did. Now, Grenada's been a good team. They were in the state championship game last year. They returned, obviously, a lot of players. So that one was kind of surprising. We had several surprises. I'll get to the biggest surprise here in just a moment. But what happened with Hattiesburg is, I mean, they ran into a kid by the name of McCaleb Taylor, the running back for Grenada. Ran the ball 30 times, 211 yards, 4 touchdowns. And Hattiesburg's big thing this year really was defense. Really good on the defensive line, but that Taylor kid for Grenada, I don't know if anybody's recruiting him. So, Coach Huff, just giving you a little heads up on what's going on there with the Grenada Chargers, but somebody needs to start recruiting this kid 30 times. For 211 yards and 4 touchdowns in the state championship game, that's pretty amazing, right there. So,
yeah,
we had a couple surprises, Bob. The biggest surprise by far, though, was Poplarville and Louisville, and I'm gonna set this up as the way that I kind of viewed it going into that game. You got the team that has literally won every single time they've played for a state championship. Louisville is the most successful football program in Mississippi high school football history. South Panola had an incredible run, but you look over the decades, Louisville has more state championships. And every time they get into a state championship game, they win. The last time they lost the state championship game, a person told me that it was 1929, the last time they lost the state championship game. And even then, you get back in that mist of time. I don't even know if that's true. And Poplarville was the exact opposite. Very much like the Buffalo Bills. If you're old enough to remember the Buffalo Bills making it to those 4 Super Bowls and losing all 4 of those, that was kind of Poplarville's M.O. They always have a good team, but they get in that state championship game, and they've done this 4 times, I believe, in a row. If not in a row, it was kind of close together. And they lost the state championship game every single time. And coming into this game, Louisville was the heavy favorite They have all these great returning players. They had won the thing last year. Poplarville had kind of gone under the radar a little bit, and with the reputations that these two teams had, again, Poplarville, very good football program, but just never could cash it in. And we had a whale of a game, just an incredible game that comes down to the last single play. Hmm. Poplarville is up by 7. Louisville has the ball. They score a touchdown, throw the ball in the end zone, score a touchdown. And now there's no time left on the clock. What is your choice? Do you go for 2 and the win, or do you take it to overtime? You kick the extra point, go to overtime. Louisville chose to go for the win. The pass is tipped, and I've watched this video 100 times, maybe 1,000 times since it happened. Number 17's foot, his foot, by half of his actual foot, goes out of bounds. If he steps heel first, he might actually score the 2-point conversion, but wow, he doesn't. His toes go out of bounds. And I mean, they play this thing at the Rock, and, you know, the outline of the end zone in the back there is black. The kid has black shoes on. There's a white line in between, and then you have the golden eagle yellow there, gold, whatever it is, and you just have a perfect picture of it, and that's how close it was.
Wow, for the state championship.
Gets a state championship. So I was just – that's kind of a microcosm. I mean, that just a great picture of how good high school football in Mississippi can be.
Is that the biggest upset in the championship round, you think?
I think it was. Grenada-Hattiesburg was not – I wouldn't call that a huge upset because Grenada had been in the championship game last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Hattiesburg coming into this one, even though they were undefeated, you know, we kept saying it, they were the biggest surprise all year. You also had Choctaw County beating Noxubee County. Noxubee County, kind of like Poplarville, they've gone 3 years in a row and lost all 3 years in the state championship game. Heidelberg at Charleston, this was a rematch from last year. And I would say this was an upset. This was a blowout by Heidelberg, 38-6 over Charleston. That was a bit surprising. You had Baldwin beating Simmons, 21-20. Maybe a little bit of an upset there, but Baldwin's been in it a couple times, if memory serves me correctly, the past couple of years. And then the big 7A game. This one was really interesting to me. Tupelo and Brandon. Talk about the Buffalo Bills. These were two teams that had been to state championship games before but just couldn't seem to cash it in. Brandon's been a couple times the past couple of years and just can't seem to get it. Tupelo had been a couple times. The last time they won a state championship was back in 1992. And I remember that. I was a kid in North Mississippi back then, and that was a big deal. And they've been there a couple times, and they've had some really good teams. But just they would get in the playoffs and they would lose in the first or second round the past couple of years. Well, this year they really had this mentality of – we talked to Coach Ty Harden the other day. He had this mentality of it's the world against us. And they brought that attitude in there, and from the get-go, Tupelo was on the run. And I'm going to go ahead and make a little prediction here. I think they might be back in it again, Tupelo. Mm-hmm. They have got this kid by the name of J.J. Hill, and he is going to be getting Cam Akers-style hype going into next year. In this game, he rushed 34 times for 224 yards. He had 3 total touchdowns in the game. He is a load to carry. He's currently committed to Mississippi State. He is a heck of a football player, and he's just a junior. He's coming back next year. I expect this kid to be one of the biggest recruits in the state. And on top of all that, if that's all that's not enough, he's a really good kid. You know, it's good. It's when the good players are really good people, you right. really like to see that. Right. And that's what J.J. Hill of Tupelo is. He is an incredible kid and a great player, a real, real great teammate for Tupelo. And I think they're going to be back in it again. I think Tupelo is – they've been kind of a sleeping giant that hasn't been awoken, and I think they're finally awoken.
Well, high school football is just wonderful. It's a great part of American culture. This has just been another example of it this year, hasn't it, Will? There's just been some great stories and a lot of wonderful kids out giving everything they got.
Yeah, you've had great – you've had teams like West Point, who's won it many, many times in a row. I believe this was their ninth year in a row to be in the state championship game, taking on Gochay, a team that, that hasn't been in it that often. So you had these powerhouse programs taking on these kind of newbies and these programs that just haven't had the chance. You had great stories like Heidelberg, great stories like Poplarville. I still think that's the story of the season, is maybe Poplarville winning it all. I'm so proud for the Hornets there. But, yeah, a really great, great season. And, it, you know, we thought Brandon and Tupelo were going to be really good, and then they, you know, Brandon dipped down for a little bit and then came back. And it, high school football was just so much fun. It's unpredictable, but at the same time, you're always going to be entertained.
Well, that's right. I'll tell you what else has been great, having you on the Eagle Hour every Friday out throughout through the football season, man. We really appreciate it, and you're already booked for next year.
Well, thank you.
All right, Will. Have a good day, man. Will East, all everybody, right. Program Director, Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour, last segment of the day, is always sponsored by our good buddies at DBAT down on Hardy Street. Now remember, you got a baseball or softball player in your family, a DBAT gift certificate to the Pro Shop would be a great present. Or maybe just some merchandise from the pro shop, or maybe, you know, maybe you stuff that stocking with some gift certificates for upcoming camps and clinics and training at DBAT on Hardy Street. Very lucky to have such a great facility here in Hattiesburg. Genesis of Hattiesburg. Now, if anybody wants to buy me a new Genesis for Christmas, that would be great. Wife, if you're listening, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program, the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. And you can visit their all-new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. State-of-the-art, only Genesis showroom in the state of Mississippi, right here in Hattiesburg. Mobay Beignet Company, great place to take a holiday shopping break over the weekend. Grab yourself some hot beignets and a great coffee. We really love Morgan and her crew down at Mobay Beignet. And, of course, you can wash it down with Indibay Spring Water. I'm getting in all the business here. Mississippi-owned and operated Indibay Spring Water is from Natural Springs in Stone County. You'll find their delicious new water at corner market food stores all through the Pine Belt and at certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve the best, and that is Indibay. And speaking of corner market food stores, what a great, great family and company that does so much for charity here in the Pine Belt. And one of the things they're deeply involved in is Homes of Hope, the home for kids down in Purvis, Mississippi. They're partnering with us again. This will be the 10th year they've partnered with us on the Homes of Hope toy and canned food drive. We have drop-off boxes. They're big, pretty boxes. You can't miss them. And every corner market food store throughout Hattiesburg, but also at Mississippi Made and More on Highway 98 near Hardy Street, Jack's Family Restaurants in Purvis, Laurel, and Petal, the Community Bank on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg, and at Parrish Tractor Company out on Highway 49, please donate a bag of canned food or maybe a toy or two as you're out shopping this weekend. You can stop by any of those locations and you'll find the toy boxes. If they're not right where you see them, just ask and someone will tell you. And please, right now, donations are pretty slow. And we don't want to disappoint these kids. They've been through a lot in life, and the least we can do is make sure that they have a happy Christmas with a lot of good food to eat and a lot of presents under their tree. And with your help, we can accomplish that. We've done it now for 9 straight years, and all of you Super Talk listeners have been phenomenal in donating, just absolutely phenomenal, really. So please help us pick up the pace. We'll be broadcasting at Midtown Corner Market next Wednesday, along with Gerard Gibbard and the Super Talk Midday Show. But we're going to keep the toy drive going past next Wednesday through next weekend. So you've actually got until the 22nd of December, I believe the Monday, the first Monday before Christmas, I believe that is 22nd or 23rd. But the Monday before Christmas, we'll leave the boxes out until then, and we'll pick those up and get them out to Homes of Hope before Christmas Eve. So with your help, please please help us do that. We'll actually have Mike Soud, who is the CEO of Corner Food Markets, the Roberts Company, and the CEO of Homes of Hope on the Eagle Hour Monday, and we'll be talking more about the drive. Also, Luke Johnson's going to be joining us Monday to get his analysis of everything that's transpired. What a week, right? What a week this has been. Tuesday is going to be a fun day. We're going to have the combo that you would never find anywhere else. John Cox and Jack Duggan are both going to grace the airways with us Tuesday. We're going to spend the whole hour with those great guys. Wednesday, we will be at Corner Market. We're going to have some great guests lined up for you, and would welcome you to come by and talk to us. We'd really like to talk to some of our fans when we're down, and not our fans, but we don't have fans, Southern Miss fans, at Corner Market Wednesday when we're down there. So if you're out and about and you hear us broadcasting at 1 o'clock, come by. We'd like to grab a couple of fans and put them on the show Wednesday and just get their thoughts of everything that has happened in the past week, because it has been a whirlwind with Charles Huff being named the new head football coach. Now, don't forget, Golden Eagle basketball is in action tomorrow afternoon. Hope to see a great crowd down in Biloxi at the Coliseum on the Gulf Coast. Ole Miss and Southern Miss on the Mississippi Gulf Coast right here before Christmas. That should be a fun day, and we certainly hope that all of you will be down there to support the Golden Eagles. You know, I want to thank all of our great sponsors, and not only the ones that you hear us talk about on the show, but the ones that you hear advertising throughout our program. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be on the air. So we're very grateful to them. And don't forget about our podcast. You can pick it up on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or if you've got an Alexa or Siri at home, all you got to do is say, play Super Talk Eagle Hour. And yes, Kelly will even be on those shows as well. Hey, I really appreciate you listening every day. 10 years of this show, and it wouldn't be on the air without all of y'all, and of course, the great sponsors and our wonderful listeners. Hope you have a happy weekend. Hope you be safe. Do some Christmas shopping. Enjoy the basketball game tomorrow afternoon, and come join us Monday at 1 o'clock. Until then, my friends, Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.